all the preaching. Appreciate all the preaching, the word of the Lord. Just appreciate the word of God and everything. And we'll hurry here. It's 11:15. Brother Nathan said he wanted to get out a little early. Second Chronicles chapter 25. And we'll start in about verse 5. Second Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 5. I appreciate people from our church that are here. Brother Keith, Sister Tammy, Brother Jason, some others that have done left, and Sister Melissa and others. We appreciate them coming and being here. They always enjoy coming to Glory Barn. All right, Second Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 5. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their fathers throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down. And he said in verse 9, Amaziah said unto the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. You may be seated. I appreciate the message this morning. I appreciate all the messages. Appreciate the service thus far. And Brother Deckard was preaching this morning. I hope that I can kind of follow up from where he was and preach to you a little while this morning. And I just felt like coming this morning and preaching a few days ago. I just felt like preaching just a few words. And that is, in these scriptures here, the prophet spoke something, and he said something that I would like to preach about today. And he said, for God hath power to help. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that God has the power to help? You know, when we think of people getting help, we think of people that are needing the Lord, people that are needing to be saved, or people that are needing to be healed. We often, we have categories that we put things in. Who can get the help? When they can get the help? How they can get the help? Anybody ever done that? Why, they know way they get help there. Who said? You'd probably, you know, if I was growing up today, if I was just a young man back in the church that I got saved in, there probably would be some that nobody could get saved in that church. There was a lady that run things around there. Are you here with me? I got saved there. Got sanctified. Sister Shirley Letcher preached a revival. I got the Holy Ghost. That's where I preached my first revival. Boy, I lost you, didn't I? But how many times do we say, God can't move there? I want to tell you something. God has the power to help. I said, God has the power to help, whatever the situation is. I tell you, Brother David, I'm excited. When you said that you went there to that church and you have 15 people, I'm excited about it. Because it's probably already been said, that's a burned over field. Nothing can happen in that place. You know what I'm expecting, Brother Dave? I'm going to be praying for God send souls. I believe that it's going to happen. Why? Because God is our help. Praise God. God has the power to do that. Praise God. We came to watch. Sister Shirley came immediately after we came there to preach us a revival. Brother Anthony said that he heard his mom and dad talking one day. And she said, "Freddie, I'm dreading going to watch. It's just a burned over field." She said, "I just dread going there." Well, I'm glad she came on. Hallelujah. For in that revival, in 5 weeks, 55 sinners walked down the aisle and prayed at the altars at Watts. I tell you, our help is in the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you see that we always have categories, you know. God can help that person. They're from a good family. That one over there, I don't know if God can help them or not. That one over yonder, I don't know, but I want to tell you this morning that God is able to help. Here we have a man that is realizing that he needs to do something because his father was killed, and he realized that something needs to be done with these enemies of his father. So he begins to get things together, and he begins to realize it's going to take more in number. So he begins to get Judah together, and he begins to number them, and he gets 400,000 choice men. Praise God. Have you ever figured it out how you're going to get your help? It never did work out that way, did it? Hallelujah. Anybody ever done that? I'm going to church tonight. If they, you know, if I have my chance, I'm going to pray. I'm going to, we're going to sing. We're going to do so and so. Amaziah, he decides, this is the way I'm going to get my help. This is the way it's all going to happen. This is the way that we're going to get victory. This is the only way we can get victory. This is the only way we can have victory. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you stay with me this morning. You've all done it. Praise God. If we could have Brother So-and-so for revival, we could have revival. If we could have that preacher, we could have a move of God. I want to say this morning, our help is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Your help is in the Lord. Praise God. Amaziah, he gathers these together and he decides this is not enough. We got to figure this thing out. I mean, we got to get this thing in order. We've got to win this battle. So he called Israel in and he got another 100,000. And the preacher comes in. Aren't you glad for the preacher that erupts and disrupts our thoughts sometimes? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the preacher that pushes us to have church? When we come and we say we're going to sing three songs, have six testimonies, and the preacher will preach and we'll go home. And we'll be just like we was. Aren't you glad for the preacher that gets up and says, I believe we're fixing to have a move of God. I believe we ought to obey the Lord tonight. I believe we ought to obey God. After a while, somebody gets up to testify, and they begin to praise and worship God. And before you know it, the power of God has moved over the congregation. Hallelujah. As we put things, and we begin to have, we kind of sometimes we have a list who God is going to help and who God is not going to help. Hallelujah. That's a bad thing to do. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? He will harden whom he will, but he will have mercy on whom he will. If he chooses to go down the road to a church that you don't think anything about, and he gets ready to save somebody there, he will do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, I feel the day that I need to convince somebody that you can have help. I need to convince you that you can have help from God. You can have help from the Lord. Praise God. We go to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5. We have the story here of a man. The Bible said that he is a man of authority. He is a man that has authority. And he is a man that needs help, but he yet is a man of authority. Let's read a few verses there. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came a centurion to him, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormenting. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Anybody ever felt like you wasn't worthy of the help of God? Amen. Can God help a man that doesn't feel worthy? You may say today, I'm not worthy of the help of God. I'm not worthy to do what Brother Deckard said. I'm not worthy to bring my Benjamin and lay him on the altar. I'm not worthy of God. I want to say this morning, you may feel unworthy, but God's still the God that will help you. You may feel unworthy, but God will still help you. Praise God. I'm unworthy. He said, but speak the word. He said, I'm a man of authority. I'm a man. Oh, I don't believe that he could ever get saved. I don't believe, you know, we say that man is a man of authority. Now we have the story of a man. He said, I am a man of authority. I just say to this one, go, and he goes. I say to this one, come, and he cometh. And when Jesus heard that, he marveled, and he said, I haven't found so great a faith in Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel that I'm preaching to somebody today. You've told yourself you're not worthy to reach God. You're not worthy to approach God. You're not worthy of his help. Want to tell you, if you are a person of authority, God still loves you. Praise God. I said, God still loves you. Hallelujah. A few months ago, we were visiting in Tulsa in the hospital, and someone told me that Mr. Green was there in the hospital, and Brother Keith and them probably knows him better than I do, and he's been a very wealthy man, hasn't he? And something got a hold of my heart, and I said, I'd like to visit him. I began to go and see him and visit him in the hospital. Do you realize, to my surprise, God was reaching for his heart? Hallelujah. If I could convince somebody today, you can have help from God. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Terry, not me. I'm in a mess. I said, you can have help from God. To my surprise, when we prayed, I felt God reaching for that soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Friend, don't cut yourself off from God. Don't cut off the prayers. Don't ever make the statement, God won't help you. I'm telling you, God will help you. God will move. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a man of authority. I'm a man. I've done this. I've done that. I've been someone. And here, Jesus had mercy, and Jesus helped him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we run on over to Mark chapter 5 in verse 22. We have a man that has need and help. He has a daughter. He's a ruler of the synagogue. Where does that put him? The Bible speaks of him being a ruler of the synagogue. He's in a position, but he needs God's help. I don't care how high you rise or how low you go. God is the God that will help you. He, the ruler of the synagogue, he says, I've got to have some help. My daughter's got to have some help. We've got to have a move of God. Listen, friend, there were many times that they watched Jesus. They watched who he would help. They watched who he would be friends with. And they shook their head and said, I can't believe it. I want to tell you this morning, if you're in trouble, God wants to help you. I said, if you're in trouble, God wants to move for you. Praise God. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are, God wants to help you. There's several verses of scripture, and I hope that I don't kill this service here this morning, but I hope the Lord will help us here. We find a man by the name of Zacchaeus. The Bible said Jesus had entered into Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Praise God. Anybody ever cut anybody off before? Has anybody ever said they'll never get saved? Has anyone ever said that before? Have you ever heard that? They'll never find God. They'll never live for God. I want to say, when God's our help, God can do anything. God can take any life and change them. God can move in any heart and change them. The Bible said he sought to see Jesus and he could not for the press, for he was just a little man. Let's pray right now. God, help us here in the remainder of this service, Father. Help me to know how to say the right words here, God. Hope I haven't missed it here this morning in preaching to you. I felt like telling someone today, you can have help from God. Zacchaeus is saying, I got to get to Jesus. I got plenty of money, but I still need Jesus' help. I'm a ruler of the synagogue, but I still got to have help. Sometimes us preachers still have to cry out, help, Lord! Help, Lord! Somebody in this house needs today cry out and say, help, Lord! You need to quit telling yourself you can't have help from God. Yes, you can. You need to quit telling yourself that you cannot find relief from what the pressure is. Yes, you can. You need to tell yourself that you can take down the grave marker. You can kill your Benjamin. You can have help today. And Zacchaeus said, I've got to have some help. I've got the money. I'm a ruler in the synagogue. I know the law. I know how it's done. I can quote it. But I got to see Jesus. If you could get above everything this morning, beyond everything, and say, I got to have some help. I got to have some help. I got to have Jesus to help me. You say, but he won't help me. Yes, he will. I said, yes, he will. Those that are here can vouch for what I'm saying. Mr. Brother Spears, I called him at his funeral, was able to say that to him. But Mr. Spears, Kelly's grandpa, I probably met them in the hospital. I think I did when he was sick. And I began to talk to him and begin to discuss some things. And I found out years ago, he was in church really good. He served God. But he got bitter in his heart, brother. Devin, he got bitter toward church. He carried that bitterness. He expressed that bitterness to me. There was a time his wife told me, said he was so hard. He said, my husband was so hard. He thought you was sinning if you took an aspirin. He was dealt with people hard. But he lost God. Friend, we need God more than anything else. And he told me some of his life, how hard he was, how strict he was. But he got hurt and he left there and he went to a looser religion, to a more liberal religion. Friend, I want to tell you, you do not have to leave the ways of God. You do not have to leave the way of holiness. You do not have to leave the way. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You could still have help from the Lord. Praise God. You may be aggravated. You may be upset. You may feel like you've been done wrong. But I say God is still your help. God is still your refuge. God is still the one that will help you. I visited with them several times and go to their home. Every once in a while they would come to church. And about every time I visited with them, that bitterness would show up, Brother Devin. That feeling that I could tell that he was so bitter, the things that had happened in his life. But you see, God was the one that could help him. I couldn't. I didn't have the words. But one night, Brother Dave, he showed up at church on a Sunday night. And just a simple message. He came to the altar. And he wept and he cried. And he repented. I wonder how many people said, Mr. Spears will never get saved. Mr. Spears will never be touched by God. I wonder how many of those people that he left said he'll never, God will never deal with him again. But that night he walked down the aisle and he wept and he cried and he prayed. And to our surprise, we might say it, God brought him all the way back. Hallelujah. I'm saying today God wants to bring you all the way back. God can be your help. God can be the one that will change and turn things around. One week later, Mr. Spears had a stroke and never spoke again. But somewhere in heaven, I believe he's there. When people said he'll never get saved. You may have heard somebody say, they'll never get saved. They'll never find God. Don't say that. If God gets ready to deal with them, he will deal with them. When God gets ready to touch them, he will touch them. I have had actually people that have acted to me like that before God can do a work for them, he has to ask me. Oh, that's a foolish statement. That's a foolish thought. He won't ask me anything. When he gets ready to move, he'll move. I said, when the Lord gets ready, he will move. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach like I feel here. Here we have a man of authority. We have a ruler of the synagogue. Then we have in Matthew, Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, we have a little lady that comes to Jesus, and the Bible said she has nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said she has nothing, and she has a blood issue, and she spent everything she had to be well, and she has nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Who is God going to help? He's going to help that one that calls. He's going to help that one that makes a plea. Help, Lord. Help me, God. That's who he will help. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. Somebody in this house today needs to make up your mind. I believe I can have some help. I believe I can have a change. I believe the Lord will help me. Praise God. But wait a minute, Brother Terry. I kind of got a line drawn here. And I'm going to have to walk right down this line here. And I'm going to have to make sure that I please everybody and do everything everybody says to get help. You're going to get help from God when you totally surrender your life to the Lord. Brother Dathan, if I say too much here, you can tell me. There was a time in Brother Dathan's life that he really needed to change. And you probably have had that also, and I'll not go into details. But I remember that night that I didn't sleep much that night. And I was troubled about some things. And I asked Dathan if when he went to work, I said, son, would you go with me if I took you to Bristol tonight? Bristol camp meeting was going on. I lost some of you right there probably. But during the night, God dealt with my heart. Take him to Bristol camp meeting. I'm sure glad I hadn't told Dathan. Nobody can get saved at Bristol. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? I'm glad I hadn't told my boys. Nobody's serving God at Bristow. I'm glad when I said that, he said, I'll go, Dad. And another young man in the church, he said, I called him, and he was needing help. And he said, I'll go. Hallelujah. That was on our church night on Wednesday night. Dathan told me later, he said, I couldn't figure out why that you were doing that. Because I realized that God said there's help for him. Praise God. I don't know how you feel about being here today, but there's help for you in this house. There's help for you. These preachers have been preaching their heart out. They've been telling you there's help. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me still? Praise God. We got ready and we went to Bristol. And the preacher preached. Who was the preacher? Brother Bill Prescott, and you know how he preaches, and he got to preaching, and oh, I thank God, that conviction fell in that house. Yes, there was a number of people there. Yes, there were people there that I probably didn't agree with, but it really didn't matter. My son was needing help, and I realized God was the help. Hallelujah. Friend, today you got to realize you can have help from God. You can have help from God in the cornfield. You can have help from God in a tent meeting. But here today we're in this building. You can get help from God right here. Hey, hallelujah. I said you can get help from God here this morning. Praise God. I sitting kind of over to the side here, and I watched Dathan and that young man sitting back there in the back, and I thought, they're not going to pray. And after a while, I seen them making their way down the side, coming way from the back. I don't want to say too much, son. If I do, you tell me, Brother David. You preachers can tell me, but I was sure glad that my son didn't have to walk down the aisle thinking, Dad told me that man right there wasn't any good. Dad told me that man right there was a hypocrite. I'm sure glad that when he walked down the aisle, he could walk past all of those people and not think, and not thinking, this man's been bad, this one's been bad, Dad's run this one down, Dad's talked about this one, Dad said you can't get help at Bristol. I lost some of you here this morning. That's been said. It's been said about other places. But listen, friend, when God gets ready to help, he don't ask me and he won't ask you. He will work. Hallelujah. When God wants to work, praise God, he will work. That night, went down to the altar and prayed plumb through, Brother Scott. Prayed for an hour and a half or more. Him and the other boy, Wes, both of them. He's here, Brother Wes, is doing great in the church. All because God was the help. Hallelujah, praise God. I've been to meeting after meetings before when I watch people hold back. And I wonder, what have they been told? What have they heard? And see the preacher pull. And see the preacher struggle. And watch them sit. And I think, what have they heard about this preacher? Oh, listen, friend. If the devil can, he'll trap you in that trap. Because he wants to keep you from getting help. He wants to keep you from getting strength. I'm here to tell somebody this morning. God wants to help you. God wants to help you. I said, God wants to help you. And the lame man said, when the waters trouble, I have no help. He helps them of authority. He helps the rich. He helped the little widow woman. Praise God. Now we have a man that he said, nobody can help me. You ever felt that way? Ain't nobody can help me. Ain't no one can do anything for me. I'm spent. I'm wasted. I believe the preacher this morning was on target. Take down. Take your name off. Take down that sign. You're not dead. God has help for you. You're not through. God has help for you. I'm nothing and no one. I've been at Watts for 31 years. But I still get amazed, Brother Scott, of how God deals with people that I might throw away. I feel like he's dealing with somebody today that you may have thrown people away, and God is still your help.
About 3 months ago, we had a couple show up. They lived on the corner right there, a mile from church. 57 years old he was. I know she's a little younger. Never been saved before. Probably many times, I'll be honest with you, many times when I turned that corner and I looked at their house, I'm thinking, you know, they're probably of that family. There's a lot in that family that's not saved. So therefore, that they'll, you know, anybody, am I the only one guilty of that? They'll never get saved. They'll never find God. There's no way. I mean, that family, they're renegades. All they want to do is work. All they want to do is drink. All they want to do is party. On that Sunday morning, hallelujah, just another message. And I'm not a great preacher. And they came down the aisle, and they both got saved. Never been saved before. I wonder how many passed by their house, leaving our church, and saying, I wonder if they'll ever get saved. I wonder if they'll ever find God. But they did. Why? Because God, God is their help. God is our help. Praise God. He quit drinking, he quit smoking, he quit dipping, and he quit cussing all in one day. Because of God. Hallelujah. He told me the other day, someone, he mentioned, he said, I'm happier than I've ever been. He said, I don't understand it. I'm happier than I've ever been. I don't know what it is. God came in. Jesus came in. Jesus brought the change. Hallelujah. I'm through preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is your help. There's a lot of young couples here today. If I could do anything, I would admonish you for your children. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say about your pastor, whoever he may be. Be careful what you say about the evangelist. Be careful what you say in front of them. They got little ears. Amen. Are you listening at me? They can be hurt at an early age, and they need God to help them someday. I've been visiting, dealing with a man I met a few years ago. He called me a couple years ago and said, I need you to come and pray for me. I got there, and we visited, and he began to tell me he was an usher in the Assembly of God Church for several years, but he's needing help from God. I've been amazed how God... He's trying to help him. And I don't try to dig into people's lives. But as I go visit with him, and we had breakfast together a few weeks ago, he began to tell me, he said, Brother Terry, when I was a little boy, he said, we went to a church. Brother Autry Davis stayed at their house every time he went to McAllister to preach. So that kind of lets you know that he'd been around. But he said there was a preacher came to our church and said he preached against everything that he could think of. I mean, he just nailed it down. And I could tell we're getting down to the bottom of where the bitterness is, where the hurt is in his heart. And he said, Brother Terry, that man, I mean, he just much destroyed our church. Preached against sports and everything else. I mean, he said, and he named things, and I'll not mention them. And he said, 3 years later, Brother Terry, that preacher made a total turn. And he was on the McAllister ball team playing, pitching against. And he said, that really bothered me. He said, I was just a little bitty lad. Now he's 70 years old, and he needs God to help him. Mamas and daddies, be careful what you put in the little ears. Be careful what you say. They're going to grow up one day and need help. And that preacher that you said was no good may be the one that preaches the anointing down, Holy Ghost conviction down, and they may hold to their seat and say, I would pray, but how could he reach God? I would pray, but how could he do anything? I tell you, we need to believe God is our help. I said, God is our help. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hope I haven't lost you here. But my, we need to throw away these ideals. God can't work here. We need to throw away these ideals. God can't do it for them. Oh, hallelujah. I'll be the first to admit, and you preachers probably will too, I've had them to come to the altar and I wondered, can God really help them? Amen. Are you listening at me? We're all guilty of that. But I thank God that many times He's helped me to throw that thought away and realize I can't do it, but He can. Somebody in this house today, you need to throw some things away. Hallelujah. 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 I said, you need to throw some things away. And you need to realize you can have help from God. Amen. Hallelujah. I've heard people say, well, I sure I'd go to the altar, but I don't want that person to lay their hand on me. You ain't got the place to believe that you can have help from God. Amen. It doesn't matter who prays for me. I tell you, when I've been sick before in bed, I've had different preachers from other places, nominal churches to come. I say, come on in. I'm needing help. I don't care who you are. If you could pray for me, I need help. Praise God. I don't believe that, Brother Terry. God never moved in that, God. That's where somebody's right here today. I feel like I'm preaching to somebody that you have made the statement. But right here today, God's pulling you to this altar for help. God is pulling your soul. God is reaching for you. As he's saying this morning, Brother Dathan, whatever you want to do here. I don't feel like I preached so great this morning. But I felt like telling somebody, don't ever say God can't do that. Don't ever put yourself in a place that you say God can't help Brother Dave and burn it at that little church at St. Paul. God can hurt. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, you crooked little dude. I mean, you've taken money that wasn't yours. You little shyster, that's what we'd call him. You little shyster, you worthless little feller. But God said to Zacchaeus, come on down. Praise God. I'm going to your house today. I'm going to buy with you today. And they're looking at him and thinking, what is he doing? And all at once, Zacchaeus began to say, Jesus, I'll restore fourfold. I've taken anything from anybody. You really want to change in your heart? You need Jesus to go home with you. You need Jesus in your heart. Hallelujah. He was a changed man because of Jesus. Sing when you're ready.
Well, I just feel like saying this before we sing here in the altar call. I know we had Brother Buff scheduled as well, but I just feel God talking to us so strong this morning. I felt like before the meeting ever started, I mentioned this at our prayer meeting last Friday night, I told the church that I felt like that God laid on my heart that this year there'd be a lot of hurting people from a lot of varying churches. And I felt like that the Lord dealt with me that it really wasn't a matter of discussing who your pastor is or who your church is. Or about that, or try to discuss our differences. But I felt like God dealt with me to let me know that I want to help people. I want this meeting to be a place that I can help people. So this morning as they sing, I just no wonder this morning, has God been talking to you? As we open the altars this morning, do you feel God pulling at your heart this morning? Do you feel God talking to you? Well, Brother Nathan, I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone. I'm telling you, God's calling for us this morning. God's wanting to help you this morning. Oh, we got a lot of different situations, I know, here. A lot of different problems. But I'm telling you, Jesus is here to help us. We've heard two messages, Brother David, starting us off right. In the name of Jesus, there's help for you. Well, while they sing, I just want you to come. And around these altars, if you feel God talking to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We'll give a general altar call in a minute. Oh, but right now I just wonder, would you like to come as they begin to sing? Oh, do you feel God talking to you? Do you need help this morning? Oh, do you need to receive strength from Him? Oh, God's here to help you. Praise God. Y'all sing when you're ready. Praise God.
It really Hallelujah. doesn't matter. How unworthy
you feel like you've been. Some's living right there today.
His forgiveness is forever.
Oh, but His forgiveness is forever.
And can reach
Hallelujah. We're going to make it easy for you. Everyone that will, let's come around these altars. Well, let's gather our church while the church comes. Everybody come. Let's gather around these altars.
You'll find
let's cry out to God for help. Let's cry out to God for help. You say, I don't want to be singled out this morning. Oh, we'll give you a chance to come while the church comes.
His grace it really doesn't matter how it works.
Oh, His grace is never ending.
His mercy never fails.
Oh, hallelujah. It doesn't matter the storm.
Come on, Sister Rose.
God wants to help you. God wants to give you strength. Come on, brothers and sisters.
Come on tonight.
Oh, you can get what you need tonight.
And find there is no limit to His love.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, friend. Whatever you need this morning,
God's got what you need.
God's got what you need.
If you're hurting this morning, God's got the strength.
All the storms you ever face, His power will prevail. For His grace is overflowing with hope for all.